is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This will be, the title of this podcast will be, What Can I Do? It will be Season 4, Episode 13, S4, E13. It will air on March the 25th, 2024. It's going to be a little unusual and a lot of scripture and stuff going on. We're living in a world that's really sort of getting itself in a bind that's going to take God to straighten itself out. So let's get going. To say your foundation scriptures are Psalm 146, 3 through 10 verse, and 1 John 4, 8. To say this country's in a difficult and unstable condition is an understatement. I just read an article where an illegal immigrant went into a New York City immigration office and filled out the necessary paperwork, or had it filled out for him, and he didn't even show any kind of ID or verify his ID. This paperwork gave him the right to receive U.S. dollars, plus his right to vote, plus a driver's license and full citizenship privileges. You know, we have removed God and His blessings from not only ourselves, but of our government, our educational system, our social system, our medical system, and most of all, we have dumped all the garbage of dishonesty, fear, and recklessness on our children. Medical institutions are mutilating our children by ordering parents, sometimes, and giving them false information to get permission to do these surgeries. Are you aware that after these surgeries are performed, the suicide rate doubles, their suicide rate doubles? God did not form you in the womb and accidentally or directly make a mistake. I urge you to read all of Psalm 139, but especially Psalm 139. Better yet, just let me read it to you. This will be Psalm 139, verses 1 to 19, and then verses 23 to 24. O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and have known me. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. That's Matthew 9, 4, John 2, 24 and 25. You sift and search out my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, still unmuttered. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together. Hebrews 4:13. You have beset me and shut me in, behind and before, and you have laid your hand upon me. And I added gently with love and compassion. That's my addition. Your infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high above me. I cannot reach it. Where could I go from your spirit? Or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the place of the dead, behold, you are there. Romans 11, verse 33. If I take the wings of the morning or dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the night shall be the only light about me, even the darkness hides nothing from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Daniel 2, verse 22. Now listen carefully, starting in verse 13. This is the Amplified version that I've been reading. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful. And for the awful wonder of my birth, wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought as if embroidery with various colors in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. You saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written before they ever took shape, when as yet there was none of them. How precious and weighty also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them, Psalm 40, verse 5. If I could count them, there would be more in number than the sand. When I awoke, could I count to the end, I would still be with you. If you would only slay the wicked, O God, and the men of blood, depart from me, Isaiah 11, verse 4. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Do we really want to leave a legacy of ungodliness upon our children? Do we really want to leave a legacy as a generation that did not acknowledge God and perpetually push the world's agenda of evil? We must ask ourselves, what can I do? 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Step number one, admit that you are a sinner. Repent and humble yourself before God. This is a personal and private act. Ask God for His forgiveness for our blatant sins against Him. Step 2. Believe that Jesus paid for your sins at the cross by dying in your place. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal through life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wait upon the Lord, but while you're waiting, make yourself busy for God. In other words, start living and walking by love. When you go to town, take some extra money and give it to the poor who cannot repay you, because he who lends to the poor is lending to the Lord. Proverbs 19:17. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and confession is made unto salvation. Now start being a blessing to others, especially to those you don't get along with. Don't you realize that you and you alone will stand before God and give an account? Matthew 12:36. Get active in the affairs of this country. Well, Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. Oh, really? Try telling that to Moses, who stood and opposed Pharaoh. Daniel, who survived the lion's den. John the Baptist, who publicly opposed Herod and pointed out Herod's sin of having his brother's wife. Paul, who was thrown in prison and finally beheaded. And all the martyrs through history that were burned and tortured for their faith and spoke out to the governing authorities and religious leaders. Christians too long have sat on the sidelines and sat in the church pews on their seating portions and used up space, air, and oxygen to sit there in the church. Read Hebrews 11 about the men of faith, the Bible of faith. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Fear not, be not discouraged, and don't quit believing and working for God. We must keep promoting love, reinforcing godly virtues, and praying to thwart evil and stop the further advancement of evil. Realize that it is not the individual person that is the problem. All of our shortcomings are happening because of us working with the devil and not acknowledging our God-given values of walking in love as Christians. Ephesians 6:12. Listen very carefully. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Either we repent and confess our sins and ask for forgiveness or perish. The choice is yours. God will let you decide. I think I have outlined and explained our current and dire mess we are in. God's judgment is coming soon. But even if I am wrong, and God delays his return for several more years, do we just keep on committing abortions on the unborn, printing more money until we finally collapse our economy, continue to decay our morals and ethics, leave our borders open and flood our country so that eventually we cannot feed and sustain ourselves? Do we continue to push the defunding of our police, continue to educate our children in colleges in a way of communism and socialism? Do we keep letting our government morph into tyranny? I could go on and on with our blatant sins and shortcomings. Oh Lord God, please wake us up and let us start our return to God before it is too late. Let us see the individual as a soul to be saved and not as an opponent to be conquered. Let us learn to walk in love and agreement with you and help us get active in promoting your kingdom. In Jesus' name. You have a blessed day and start today to get back to God. The future of our nation rests upon you. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.